This is Charles Garrett, WABC-FM News, standing by for Love and Bobaloo.
Everything we do is music.
The news was filled with clues about how Paul McCartney was dead. And you could find the clues just by looking at their albums or listening.
And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
Yeah, this is an interesting clue. In the final picture in Magical Mystery Tour's picture booklet, Paul McCartney is shown sitting in an army uniform behind a desk. On the desk is a sign which reads, "I was." Now, this is taken by the Cloosters to mean that that Paul is dead. Well, I don't know, man. As I have said many times, I think it's what you want to read into these clues that you're going to get out of it. How many times do the Beatles have to tell you that they believe the day of the soldier is gone and that the day of the communicator is here? And so maybe Paul is simply representing the soldier who was and who is no more.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no. You say goodbye, and I say hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello.
The news was filled with clues. Clues about how Paul McCartney was dead, and you could prove it if you just could find the right things to look at on their albums.
And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
There are a lot of clues that have to do with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. For example, one of the clues is that on the front of Sgt. Pepper, the Beatles are all standing facing Paul. Well, as a matter of fact, they're not, okay? It's direct as that. George Harrison is looking straight at you. Ringo is looking almost at you, but certainly more towards you than he's looking towards Paul. And John Lennon is definitely looking directly at you. So is Paul, as a matter of fact. Now, the other Beatles do have their bodies turned towards Paul. That hardly seems any indication that Paul is dead. But wait a minute. Have you looked at the back of the Sgt. Pepper album? Ah, now, there's some real proof. All of the Beatles are facing you, except for Paul, who has his back to you. It's flat and square, there's no argument about that. Paul has his back to you. And my advice to you would be, if you ever get the opportunity to lead a band, don't do it. Because if you dare conduct a band, the audience is going to think you're dead. After all, the whole band is facing them, and your back is towards them.
I read the news today.
And the news was filled with speculations about Paul McCartney's death. Thousands of clues have been found in their albums that prove Paul is dead.
And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
As a matter of fact, there are points where you really do have to laugh. Get this clue, okay? Inside the cover of the Sgt. Pepper album, Paul alone has his legs drawn up as a child in the womb. Now, that really says a lot, right? It signals rebirth. That's what the Cloosters say. Well, Paul does have his legs drawn up like a child in the womb. He also has them drawn up like children sitting around a campfire. I mean, if he were in a fetal position like a child in the womb, he'd have his head between his knees.
Your birthday. It's my birthday too, yeah. It's your birthday.
the news was full of it, man. It was full of the news about Paul McCartney's death and all the clues that pointed to it.
And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
Now, here's one of the clues right in this song. Listen to the lyrics. Now, they're talking in this song about a man who blew his mind out in a car, right? And the whole thing about Paul is supposed to have been a car accident. And not only that, but it's a lucky man who made the grade. Okay? Now, I can understand how people who had set their minds to thinking about looking for proofs of Paul McCartney's death might have applied this. On the other hand, it also occurs to me that the album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, came out not too long before Brian Epstein's death. And if you'll recall the stories about Brian's death, I think you will remember that they said that Brian was very depressed for quite some time before his death, that his contact with the Beatles had deteriorated, and that he was very unhappy about the whole situation. Sit down and read the Hunter Davies biography. It'll tell you about it there. And I think that in part this song refers to Brian Epstein. I think that Brian is the man whose face everybody had seen, but they weren't quite sure who he was. I think he's the lucky man who made the grade. And I also think that this song is just one more proof of anything you want to make it prove, depending on where your head is at.
Yes, you'll love the double fresh taste and double smooth chewing goodness of Double Mint Gum. That's why we say that chewing Double Mint doubles the pleasure of everything you do. So, when you want to add to your fun,
Double Mint, Double Mint, Double Mint, Double Mint, makes your mouth feel fresh and clean.
This is nice, isn't it? This is nice. Nice is three English guys who play their own kind of music with no compromises. They have a new album called Simply Nice, and it deserves a listen. There are two other nice albums, too. Ars Longa Vita Brevis and The Thoughts of Emeril Lestavgik. They're different from the new album, different from each other. But that's nice, too. All three on Immediate Records and available at your record dealers right now.
The Nice is available in New Jersey at Harmony House stores, Springfield, Eatontown, Toms River, and Little Town.
WABC-FM, New York.
This special hour is presented in the interest of saving Paul McCartney. Here's Babalu.
I read the news today, oh boy.
And the news was full of it, man. It was full of the news about Paul McCartney's death and all the clues that pointed to it. Now, let's talk about the Yellow Submarine album for a moment, okay? The Clue Freaks found something really significant on the cover of Yellow Submarine. John Lennon is holding his hand up and making the symbol for horns behind Paul McCartney's head. That means Paul's dead, without a doubt, right? How about all the people that you've done that to at one time or another, kidding around? How many of them are dead? Oh, and I might also point out that Yellow Submarine caricatured each of the Beatles. For example, when you first see George Harrison in the movie, he's sitting high on a mountaintop with the wind blowing his hair. And he's meditating, most likely, right? You'll notice in the picture on Yellow Submarine, his hair is blowing in the wind. John is already beginning to show up as a very spiritual individual. And we all know that it is common for spiritual figures to raise their right hands with some sort of mystical symbol. If you happen to be below that, it doesn't necessarily imply that it refers to you. Then there's another factor on the Yellow Submarine album. People mention that this doesn't just happen on the front. It happens on the back, too. You'll find that the back picture is an exact duplicate of part of the front picture. That's why the same thing happens on the back as the front. Oh, and yeah, the Beatles didn't do those pictures. They were done by professional artists.
I read the news today, oh boy.
And the news was full of it, man. It was full of the news about Paul McCartney's death and all the clues that pointed to it. Some of the visual-type clue freaks came up with some goodies out of the Magical Mystery Tour album booklet. On page 6, a sign says the best way to go is by M&D. And the clue freaks say that means M.D., I guess doctor, right? Well, I don't live in England, so I'm not really as certain about what M&D mean as they are. However, it does occur to me that if it does mean doctor, doctors save lives, they don't take them. And so the best way to go is by M&D, or M.D., would be to me a sign of life. They say on page 10, Paul has black pants and no shoes. Like Huckleberry Finn, huh? A really tragic figure in literature. Then on page 13, Paul's bloodstained shoes stand before the drums. Well, they've got to be Paul's bloodstained shoes. They're standing before the drums, aren't they? I mean, after all, unless maybe it was Ringo. No, then they'd be standing in front of the bass guitar. On page 23, Paul is holding black flowers of some sort. Well, I'll remind you that Magical Mystery Tour came out just after Brian Epstein's death. Doesn't seem to me to be at all inappropriate for one of the Beatles to be holding black flowers. Now, the clue freaks came up with a real bit of groupie one-upsmanship and a juicy clue on the cover of the Magical Mystery Tour album. They claim that if the tour album cover is held up to a mirror, the phone number 836-7132 appears where it reads Beatles. And that on the back of the Sgt. Pepper album, George points to Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock. Now, one girl making the obvious connection between these two albums called this number at the time indicated and asked for, of all people, Billy Shears. And a voice replied, "You're getting hot, Jack." She couldn't answer the strange questions asked of her, so she called back the following week to find that the phone was disconnected. Right? Now, there's a very together bit of cluesmanship. Let's take it apart. First of all, let's assume that this number was included either by mistake or deliberately. It has to be the number of somebody who is in some way connected with the Beatles, right? Because the number is on a Beatles album cover. Now, let's assume that you were connected with the Beatles and you lived in London and your telephone number had been put on the cover of a Beatles album somehow. And at 5 o'clock of a Wednesday morning, your telephone rings and some idiot groupie asks for Billy Shears. What would you do? Huh? I'll tell you one of the things I might do. First of all, I'd check to find out whether it was some idiot groupie or really somebody I knew. I would ask questions which only somebody really involved with me or with the Beatles or the group of people involved in making the record could answer. And of course, she couldn't answer those questions, could she? And when I discovered that, they found the number on the album, the next thing I'd do would be to disconnect my phone. Oh, in between those two, I might say something wise before I hung up. Like, "You're getting hot, Jack." Just for drill, I tried calling the same number in a large American city. Here's what happened.
"Hello, may I speak to Billy Shears, please?"
"I'm sorry, he's not here. It's a bunch of rubbish anyhow. It was actually Paul's clean old grandfather. It's getting hot, Jack.
The news was full of it, man. It was full of the news about Paul McCartney's death and all the clues that pointed to it.
And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
There are more that the Cloosters have come up with. Here's some other clues for you. In Blue Jay Way, the Cloosters point out, this is on Magical Mystery Tour, that there is a lyric that says, "Please God, please find me, please find my body." And this is a proof that Paul is dead, so say the Cloosters. But in fact, the song was written by George Harrison. And to the best of my knowledge, it was written about a time when he was living in Los Angeles on a street called Blue Jay Way. Take it as you will. Also from the booklet of the same album, Magical Mystery Tour, Paul is described as daydreaming far away, where he stands with closed eyes high on a grassy hill. Now, this can only mean that he's dead, right? Come on. Let's take another proof. In Cold Turkey by the Plastic Ono Band, there's a phrase that reads, "I'm alive again. Get me out of this hell." Of course, it doesn't seem to matter to the Cloosters that Paul isn't part of the Plastic Ono Band, nor does it ever occur to them that a record about Cold Turkey could easily be about a junkie who was going cold turkey, getting off dope with no tapering off, and could easily say something like, "I'm alive again, get me out of this hell." Let's get into some other things. Vague speculation shows symbolism, and I'm quoting here from the Princeton Notice, by the way. Vague speculation shows symbolism on the cover of Abbey Road. John is the spiritual leader, dressed in white. Ringo represents the formal funeral. Paul is death, out of step, barefoot, and dresses in black, while George, in working clothes, covered the scene with a shovel. Well, that's very interesting, but first off, it doesn't say anything. Second of all, if you do want to take specific clues out of that, I'll point out that on other clues, they have said that Paul is barefoot because that's the way they bury bodies in Italy. The fact that Paul is English doesn't seem to affect them any. Relative to this, if they are on Abbey Road in England, why would the Italian symbol stand? And if you are going to take a look at clues that have to do with customs in other lands, the fact of the matter is that John is the one that's dressed as a funeral situation. He's dressed in white, and more of the world considers white to be a color of mourning, the entire Orient, than any other color.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Baba Luan, love. And I'm Brother John.
This is Dick Culp in New York with news from American FM radio. The march against death continues peacefully in Washington. About 1,200 demonstrators are marching past the White House each hour. An anti-war demonstration was held this noon at Central Park here in New York. FM correspondent Al Adel at the park describes the demonstration.
There go the balloons, thousands of them, black and white, as they head into the overcast sky above Central Park. The black balloons symbolize the American GIs who have been killed in Vietnam since Mr. Nixon took over as president. The white balloons that have been released by this anti-war demonstrating crowd symbolize the GIs who will yet die in Vietnam.
And Adel says about 4,000 people attended that anti-war demonstration in Central Park.
The Senate votes Friday on the Haynesworth nomination. Judge Haynesworth apparently has another supporter. Senator Ralph Smith says he's changed his mind and now will vote for Haynesworth's nomination to the Supreme Court. In Kalamazoo, Michigan tonight, Robert Welch, president of the John Birch Society, talked about the Haynesworth nomination. Welch said,
"We do not have too high an opinion of the Supreme Court as a whole, as you may know, and we pointed out that sending one good man on the Supreme Court to try to rectify that situation is like sending a Boy Scout into the Mafia to try to improve its moral tone. But it's good to get one Boy Scout into the Mafia for that purpose anyway."
John Welch in Kalamazoo for a speech at Western Michigan University. More news in a moment from American FM Radio, New York. Postmaster General Winton Blunt is back from a trip to South Vietnam. Blunt says everyone he talked to thinks the South Vietnamese can take over the fighting. And Blunt says he thinks anti-war demonstrations are prolonging the war and killing U.S. soldiers. The new mobilization committee says an investigation of the anti-war demonstrations last weekend is aimed at discrediting the demonstrators. The Justice Department says it's looking into possible violations of the new anti-riot law. Italy's bracing itself against tomorrow's 24-hour general strike, that strike to protest government policy on rents and housing. It's the third general strike called this year in Italy. This is news from American FM Radio.
Now from the WABC-FM New York newsroom, Governor Rockefeller tonight praised Mayor Lindsay for the release of the city's master plan and promised full cooperation for the state in implementing it. Right now, 52 degrees and clear in New York. This is Charles Garrett, WABC-FM News, standing by for love and Babalu.
Everything we do is music.
I read the news today, oh boy.
You know, it's peculiar. With all of the clues that people have come up with that are supposed to point to Paul McCartney's death, the heaviest clue of all has come up least. Look at the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. In the center of the cover is a bass drum. Across the top of the bass drum, it says Sgt. Pepper's. Across the center of the bass drum, it says Lonely Hearts. And across the bottom of the drum, it says Club Band. Now, take a mirror and place the edge of the mirror at right angles to the front of the cover. And line the mirror up so it exactly cuts the words Lonely Hearts in half and reflects the top half of those letters back in the mirror. You'll see the words, One He Die. Now that's pretty direct printed evidence of a sort. But the question is, what does it prove? And if it does prove that there's a dead Beatle, then maybe we should start from the other end and look for a dead beetle. If you do look for a dead beetle, you can find one. His name is Stuart Sutcliffe.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no.
Number one, the people who see the letter P there have an architectural sense roughly equivalent to an ancient Egyptian's. Since you're looking at a piece of ground which stretches away from you, and if you consider that in your reading of the picture, you'll see that it's not a letter P, it's a guitar. And you can't even say whether it's a bass guitar or a regular guitar, because it has only three strings.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yours.
It was sad, man. It was filled with clues about how Paul McCartney was dead. And you could prove it by looking at an album cover or listening to a cut.
And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
You're not kidding. Get this one, all right? On the inside cover of Sgt. Pepper, Paul McCartney, or whoever is masquerading as Paul McCartney, say the Cloosters, is pictured as wearing a patch which says OPD. OPD meaning officially pronounced dead, something similar to the US version of DOA, dead on arrival. There's only one problem. The patch that he's wearing doesn't say OPD. It says OPP, as in Ontario Provincial Police, which is what the patch stands for.
And it was filled with clues about how Paul McCartney was dead, and the Beatles were telling the whole world about it in secret. On the inside cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Paul McCartney is shown wearing a medal, which the Cloosters say is a medal given by the British Army for heroic death. This means Paul McCartney is really dead. That's fine, except why is George Harrison wearing the same medal? Or is it possible that the medal doesn't stand for what the Cloosters say it stands for? Is it possible that the medal is the MBE? Which all the Beatles got? Or is it possible that it's just a medal that the costumer that they got the costumes from happened to pin on two of the four uniforms?
This special hour is presented in the interest of saving Paul McCartney.
When Ralph Gleason said, "In a Silent Way by Miles Davis is one of the most fascinating albums of any kinds of music I've heard this year," he wasn't jiving. The form is free, the direction new, and a silent way is out there on beautiful ground. Listen. And each time you'll discover something new. In a Silent Way by Miles Davis on Columbia. Too personal to imitate. Too strong to ignore. We dare you not to buy it.
All Miles Davis records are available at the following King Carol stores: 111 West 42nd Street near 6th Avenue and 940 3rd Avenue near 57th Street at the special sale price of $2.99. Do you fall somewhere between the gap? Well, if you do, there's an unusual clothing shop for you right on Nostrand Avenue by that very name. Between the Gap is a one-of-a-kind boutique for the unusual in unisex clothing and the freakiest items to keep your mind together. From pipes to unisex to you name it. And expect the unexpected all the time, because their main bag is fashion rebellion. So if you've been kind of alienated by shops that just aren't with you on the clothing scene, if you're looking for some place to hang your three-cornered hat, come to where you'll feel right at home, out in left field, between the Gap, at 3564 Nostrand Avenue, Brooklyn, between Avenue V and W. It's very groovy between the gaps, so fall in, baby, and find some peace at Nostrand Avenue, Brooklyn, between V and W. Store hours are Friday and Saturday, noon to midnight, other evenings till 9. Drop in any Friday and Saturday evening, stay late, and have words with your people from Between the Gap.
WABC FM.